for Signature Homes and City to Serve Solar, the fifth quarter.
16-8-104, North Melbourne, 11-14-80, 28 and a half minutes almost gone on the Total Tools time clock. Total Tools, every tool, every trade.
So, dying moments here. The Cats will continue their wonderful start to 2019. The Kangas are going to be left to rue. They've had their opportunities, and we'll analyse that post-match when we take your calls. But we're about 5 seconds away from Cat fans. There it is. Geelong on Mother's Day serve up a treat, and they take the honours by 24 points. Enjoy this, Cat fans.
We are Geelong, the greatest team of all. We are Geelong, we're always on the ball. We play the game as it should be played.
And one, the Geelong Football Club ahead of a clash next week against the Bulldogs back at GMHBA Stadium. One of only two games here at Marvel for the year for the Cats. I'll be back here to play the Bulldogs a little bit later in the year, but this one has seen another 4 points put in the bank. They improved to 7-1. The Kangaroos, well, they're now 2-6.
We are Geelong, the greatest team of all. We are Geelong.
Fifth quarter, thanks to Signature Homes and City to Serve Solar. Happy to hear from you, Cat fans, on this performance this afternoon. We'll see if we can tap into some post-game interviews. David King speaking with Tim Kelly.
Interesting game today. I thought we played into their style of football, which is, you know, that fast-paced game. And I think in the second half in patches we slowed it down. You know, that was kind of the game plan going in. But not too many entries in the last half, but I felt we made the most of them when they did come in there. And just well battled by the boys.
Well, you did. Let's talk about how's your health. I mean, you're flying around the ground. You look like you're in great fitness. It's a credit to yourself to be able to go forward and do what you're doing. Are you surprised by the impact you're having as a true half forward?
I wouldn't say I'm surprised. You know, I had a focus going into this pre-season to obviously train down forward, make sure that, you know, I know all the structures. And for me, and I've said this, you know, it's not about having 30 touches. I want to be as influential as I possibly can with the touches I do get, and that's what I'm trying to do. And, you know, it's another super team effort tonight.
You've terrorised the Kangaroos over the last... We had a look. You've scored 20 Brownlow votes out of a possible maximum 27. You give them heartburn. Why is it the Kangaroos you just love so much? You don't have a logical matchup?
I don't know. The ball just seems to bounce my way when we're playing them. But look, I'm not sure. I mean, obviously you have your teams that you play well against, and I don't really have an answer to that, to be honest.
35 on Tuesday. Happy birthday for next week. But are you getting cranky in your old age? You're starting to throw the elbows around again today.
Yeah.
I have to ask you, are you concerned at all?
No, I'm not concerned at all. I just tried to put a block on, you know, the running play, so they didn't get that overlap possession. No, not concerned. It was a free kick. It was paid. I wouldn't say I'm getting cranky. I can't run as fast as I used to, so I've got to put on a few bumps.
Yeah, listen, what does Levi buy Jordan on Mother's Day in the Ablett household?
Yeah, no, we got her a few gifts this morning. We got her some chocolates. Then we got her some Ugg boots for winter and a nice throw-over blanket. So
very
she was
standard,
very happy
very
with that.
Standard.
Very standard.
I'm not sure that's the truth, but very standard. No, hey, congratulations. You're playing great football.
Cheers, appreciate it.
Gary Ablett there with David King on Fox Footy, and I think they're next going to go and have a chat with Tim Kelly.
You're shy of your PB, you've played 30-odd games of AFL footy, and you've set this competition alight in the last 18 months. Did you ever envisage you'd have such an impact on the comp?
Yeah, look, not too sure. I mean, I've just always wanted to come in, and I've sort of known deep down that, you know, given an opportunity, I'll be more than good enough. So, it's sort of a bit of a hard one to say. I've sort of envisioned playing form like this for a long time, so it's good to be playing well.
And over summer, it looks like Chris Scott's given the keys to the midfield, and you've had to bump out a few big names in there. It's thrown Gary Ablett forward. We've seen Joel Selwood didn't play today, but he's played on the wing. He's played across half-back. Did you want that responsibility? Did you ask for it, and do you enjoy it?
Oh, look, I definitely didn't ask for it. But, I mean, you know, Gaz, obviously, getting on and he's so dangerous, so valuable for us down forward. And, you know, Pat can go down there. Joel can, be dangerous for us out in the wings as well. So we got a good group of young guys coming through. We can play in the middle. So, you know, I'm sure if we're down and, you know, sort of getting done in the middle, I'm sure those guys will pop in there straight.
The all-important question, you've got three boys under three. Your beautiful partner, Caitlin, watching at home. Did the boys get mum something today?
Yeah, they did. Got a little, she can go true to herself, got some laser hair removal treatments, a couple of sessions there. So, I'm sure she'll enjoy that. Big happy Mother's Day to you, Caitlin, and a couple of other important women in my life. My mum, of course, big happy Mother's Day to you, and Steph, my mother-in-law as well. Hope you're having a good one.
Beautiful stuff. Well done, Tim Kelly. We loved what you're doing.
Tim Kelly down there speaking with Fox Footy. The Cats are huddling up at the entrance to their race. We're going to head down into the victorious Geelong rooms where Darren Parkin has headed to have a chat with the Cats and soak in the revelry of win number 7.
An extraordinary season present. 2019.
Extraordinary
present.
You're right there,
just,
Chuck.
Just around the grounds too.
Found the last few minutes quite in.
Hawthorn have jumped out of the blocks. They lead GWS by 10 points, 3-1-19. That's at quarter time now. GWS 1-3-9.
Gee, that would be very handy for the Cats, because if they were to win that Hawthorn, say, that would give Geelong a two-game buffer on third, looking at the live ladder, which would be extraordinary after 8 rounds of the season. Anybody who thought that Geelong would be 7-1 after 8 is the eternal navy blue and white optimist.
Yeah, well, when we looked at the draw at the start, I remember us discussing it round one, saying, gee, they had a tough start to the season. Tough brings out the best, and I'm sure the boys sitting in the special comments chair, it wasn't their best performance today, but good teams find a way.
Yeah, it wasn't a complete four-quarter effort, was it? I think North Melbourne do that to opposition. The way they play, they're going to have their moments where they're up and going, their ball movement's working. Ben Brown, you can't contain. Ben Brown probably played 10 minutes of football today and kicked 5 goals and nearly been the difference. So the Cats would probably walk away with this one. You know, no Selwood. Selwood out, thinking, OK, we've gone. A bit of a bogey team they play, that they know they get the best out of themselves, North Melbourne against Geelong. So probably walk away with the 4 points content. But definitely some stuff they'd like to work on and look put into action next week.
As we head down into the victorious Geelong rooms, I can tell you that at halftime of the VFL clash, Geelong 52 lead North Melbourne 48, and Geelong's VFL women in the third quarter trail Melbourne Uni 56-21. Come on in, Darren Parkin down in the Cats rooms.
It's a family feel down here. Reece Stanley, Mitch Duncan, Tom Hawkins, all with the kids in arm, just wandering down here. And nice result, as you say. You would have given the fixture at the start of the year to go 7-1. It's been a tremendous result as they gather to sing the song for the 7th time.
We are Geelong, the greatest team of all. Hey, we are Geelong, we're always on the ball. But we play the game as it should be played. Hey, at home or far away, our banners flying high from dawn to dark, that anchored in our park.
Wouldn't say a lot of effort went into that rendition of We Are Geelong. That's very much a version of a team happy just to get the 4 points and move on and look towards the Bulldogs next week. What are the players doing now? Dash, are they heading into the rooms, or are we able to have a chat now with Jordan Clark?
Yeah, we're going to have young Jordan Clark very shortly, so I'll come back to you, but probably within the next 60 seconds.
Fantastic. Thank you. Darren Parkin down in the rooms. Peter has joined us on the line. Peter, thanks for your call. Hello, Peter.
Yeah, Pete. Come in, Pete. You're on K-Rock Footy.
Don't know Peter there, unfortunately. See if we can get that call back up. Obviously, all eyes will be on Gary Rowan. He's in the tracksuit pants and the warm-up top and the runners already. I suspect that might be a week off for Gary Rowan, depending on, especially with the length of time he was out for. He was down underneath us and not in a great way. As we do go back downstairs, Darren Parkin is with Jordan Clark.
I am indeed. And Jordan, I imagine settling into AFL football in this environment with some of these senior guys you've got to learn off, it must be a terrific thrill to be able to settle into a side going this well as well.
Yeah, obviously coming into a side like this, not by any means is it easy, but they certainly make me feel a lot more comfortable, and I find it easier to be able to play my part and play good footy with a bunch of really good experienced footballers.
haven't had a meeting yet, but I guess half-time and three-quarter-time breaks. Can you describe how that game unfolded? North seemed on top early, but you guys were taking your chances. How would you sort of rate that performance compared to what you've dished up this year?
We knew that North were going to come at us at some point. They're a good first-phase team with some of their midfielders. So at three-quarter-time, was just we spoke about they got on top of us, but how well we were to respond and kick three or four at the end of that quarter as well. So it was pretty positive. We knew that that was going to happen, and that's a game of footy. It happens here and there. So it's just be able to get back on top, and we were able to do that.
Jordan, Tom King up in the K-Rock box alongside Darren Berry, Justin Longmuir, Michael Barlow and Ben Castanilla. You're still pinching yourself that you are part of a team that's 7-1?
Yeah, to be honest, you don't think about it too much. It's pretty cliche, but take it 1 week at a time. And it sounds pretty boring, but that is the huge focus here down at the Cats at the moment. So just keep focusing, keep getting better, and hopefully keep this winning streak going.
You started in defence, but you've added some layers to your game over the last month. Talk to us about, I suppose, how your role has slightly adjusted.
Obviously started off in the defence, and through getting Zach Tui back, it sort of allowed me to get up on up the ground and provide a bit more run, get involved, have some shots at goal, and so now I can either go back, as you saw when Stewie was concussed and had a test off the ground, and then he came back, so I was able to go back up onto the wing. So it's just been able to play a few areas.
Now, Frypan, we'll get the serious ones out of the way. You played round one in Tommy Hawkins' shorts, but you've got Grian Myers' on today, so they've got a pair of shorts that fit you now?
That's incorrect. Still got Tommy Hawkins' shorts on, just pulled them up.
Pulled them up a bit higher. Mate, two fantastic goals today. You kicked two really long ones. That first one, off the boot, I was calling it, and I said, there's no one in the goal square. Surely that's got to be the longest goal you've ever kicked in your life.
I've had a few of them, and I sort of just get it and kick it from the square, and hopefully you get a good bounce. And I sort of watched it, and it cleared Hawk, and I just thought, well, this could go one or two ways. It's either going to go straight through or it's bouncing backwards. So I was fortunate to get a lucky bounce, and, it's just pure luck.
No, it was a beauty, mate, and we've really enjoyed the opening to this season and what you're doing. My final one, and I'll open it to the boys down the other end. Do you pinch yourself, Jordan? You look up and you think, there's that bald bloke in the forward line, the things that he does, but to think at the end of his career, you've come into this Geelong side. I mean, there's a lot of stars out there, but Gary Ablett is in unbelievable form.
Yeah, and I do pinch myself a little bit, considering his first year. I think I was only just born, or may not even have been born yet. So, to see him still playing the good footy he was when he was 17, 18-year-old, it's amazing. And no, it's such a thrill just watching him do his craft up forward when you're sitting in the back line or something. And I still get a giggle when he just kicks goals from the boundary line. Like, it's so easy. So it's great to watch.
Fifth quarter for Signature Homes and City to Serve Solar. Speaking with Geelong young gun Jordan Clark. He's Michael Barlow on K-Rock Footy.
Yeah, Jordan, mate, I watched Sunrise this morning as I was eating my Weet-Bix, and I saw it was 30 degrees in Perth, and you're a Claremont product. Had to move down to Geelong to chase your dream. You're missing home much, or has Geelong made it very, very easy to transition over to the eastern seaboard?
Oh, yeah, I do miss home a bit. You miss your family. Obviously, you don't have them over here, but I'm loving every minute of it. And I guess I was at boarding school for 2 years, so I'm pretty used to not living with my family anyway. And I've seen mum and dad at least every four to six weeks, so... and then we've got the bye coming up as well, so I'll be able to head home for a couple of days there. I try to get home as often as I can, or mum and dad try and come over as often as they can.
Jordan, Justin Longmuir here, mate. Well done on the start of your career, and well done on today. You've had a real impact for someone in their first year. We know Gaz, we know Danger, how good they are on the field. Who's been the mentors for you off the field since you've been to the footy club?
A big one for me was Tommy Stewart. So for him to take me under his wing, I've been really grateful for, and he's taught me a lot of things. And now sort of going up onto the wing, it's either Joel or Dunks here and there. They have their inputs, so but I still go back to Stewie, and he helps me out a lot, as obviously I want to keep on top of being a defender as well.
Yeah, okay, so that's really good, and you seem to have a lot of senior players at the club that are willing to help. Where do you see yourself playing in the future, and is it a wingman, or is it on ball, or the way you're kicking goals, mate, it might be full forward.
Wouldn't be full forward. Wasn't very good at converting the set shots today. But I would like to play footy up or anywhere really. But hopefully getting up around the ball a lot more, and just playing those high backs or a high forward sort of role wouldn't bother me too much. But as I said, I'm happy to play anywhere. I feel like I could play most positions anyway.
Yeah, Jordan, how have you found Chris Scott as a coach? He's very emotional when the camera pans to him in the box. He can either be celebrating very, very loudly or complaining or very, very loudly. So have you been on the end of any bakes from him, or what's he like to play under in the early parts of your AFL career?
Yeah,
smooth mover.
That's Patrick Dangerfield, that. Yeah, he's very good. Actually, he's very positive, so he encourages me to take the game on. Don't worry about mistakes. Mistakes are good. You just got to learn from them and keep moving forward. So Scotty's been really good for me, and he's pretty laid back. When I first arrived at the club, didn't have much to do with him, and now sort of building on our relationship, and he's a very good fella.
Jordan, are you finding it more difficult to get up each week? I mean, I know it's only 8 games in, but you're still a first-year player. Is it tougher to bounce back each week?
At the moment, I haven't really been pulling up from games too sore, so I think it could be young age, or it's been the last couple of weeks I haven't had a kick, so it's one or the other. But no, I've been pulling up really well, and which is good, and I think it will catch up to me in the future.
Jordan, what have you been doing away from the club, I suppose, just to de-stress from football?
In Geelong, there's not much to do, really, but probably just going for a hit of golf here and there at the driving range. I'm not much of a golfer, so I don't play. But, and just making new mates, obviously, outside the club, and just trying to keep busy. So I've got a few friends in Melbourne that I'll go and see every now and then. And other than that, we've got a Cert 3 course we have to do, so trying to catch up because I didn't really... But I'm not good at keeping up to date, so... apart from that, there's not really too much to do. A lot of downtime, which is good.
Which driving range do you get to? You get down to Barwon Valley?
Yeah, been there. Kerr Lewis. Probably they're the main two.
Right, they're the only two, Jordan. I wouldn't expect a call from Tourism Geelong on you.
What about no surfing, being from WA? I thought you might have got the surfboard out with Danger, or maybe the fishing rod. I mean, that's real exciting stuff, fishing.
Yeah,
not.
Well, that's actually... funny, there's only two driving around, didn't even know. Not much of a surfer. I was living in Albany for a bit, so a lot of sharks around there. I didn't really want to jump in the water, and obviously not a great swimmer either, so.
Who are you living with, Jordan?
Oh, I've got a host family.
Are you still there?
Yeah, still there, and probably see the end of the year out with them, so they've been really good for me, and I'm really grateful for what they've done for me.
Is it just you, or there's not someone else there as well?
Nah, just me, or Stefan, the Irish fellow who's came this year, new year. Oh, first year, sorry. He lives straight across the road with their best friends.
Right.
Yeah.
Jordan, as we let you go, you know Tommy Atkins gave you that nickname, and I've been using it since. Are you offended? Should I sort of stop that now, or are you happy to be known for the rest of your career at Geelong as Frypan Ass?
It doesn't bother me too much, but it's just a crap nickname, isn't it?
Tommy Atkins, I mean, seriously, that's what he gave us on the first interview. I said, short's too big. He said he's got no ass.
With a head like Tommy's and a crap mo, I wouldn't be handing out too much stuff.
Jordan, really appreciate your time enjoying your evolution as a footballer. It's been a handy body of work you've put together through your opening 7 games in the number 6. Well done this afternoon. Look forward to seeing you throughout season 2019.
No worries, guys. Thank you.
Jordan Clark joining us on K-Rock Footy down in the victorious Geelong rooms.
Great to get his take on Geelong. There's nothing to do
Geelong
other than concentrate on his footy. He's probably playing Pac-Man during the day and hopefully gets down to Barwon Valley and slices a few titles.
It's pretty steep coming from Perth as well.
Biggie's face dropped down. Mick and Justin and I, we had a smile. The two of you were shattered.
Yeah, devastation, wasn't it?
I believe Kevin's on the line. If you could please hold, Kevin, because we're going back down into the victorious Geelong rooms with Darren Parkin.
Yeah, got Mark O'Connor here. And, mate, obviously the way that third quarter when North got 4 in a row, Ben Brown with 3 on the lead, and at that stage you had Stewart and a couple of other guys a little bit sore. Take much sort of readjustment or that last sort of 5 minutes of the third term?
Yeah, we just had to keep our composure, and as you say, it was seriously hot out there, and we were just trying to do the best we could with the numbers we had. But we just tried to settle the ship down, and fortunately I think after that we kind of settled when they did get a bit of a run. I think we gave a good response anyway, but it was all about sticking in there in that quarter.
I'm sure you've all seen it so many times, but when the game was up for grabs late in that last quarter, it was Gary Ablett who kicks a brilliant goal from the boundary, then takes a contested mark. You're probably so used to seeing this now that it doesn't surprise anyone anymore.
Yeah, it's certainly not a surprise when Gary does that stuff, but again, just his composure and ability to stay in the moment when he did, it was just very inspiring to us, and it just gave us a great boost.
Merrick, Kingy up in the K-Rock box, along with Chuck Berry, Justin Longmuir, Mickey Barlow and Benny Cass. Well done this afternoon. Did we get an idea of how important Tom Stewart is to your side when he was off for that 20 minutes for that concussion test? And that seemed to be when North Melbourne got hold of you a little bit.
Yeah, obviously Stewie is very important. He's got a very big role in our side. But, I think it was just a number of things. I think they had numbers out through the middle, and maybe we were just a bit too tired to transition at times, and it kind of hurt us. And then obviously momentum is very hard to shift, and they just got a good run at it.
Coming into the season, you'd only played 7 games. You've played 8 already this season. Why has your football gone to another level in 6 months?
Mainly I just put it down to confidence. At the end of last year, I played 4 games in a row, and that gave me a great boost going into the pre-season. And I played in that final against Melbourne as well, which helped me out a lot, confidence-wise anyway. And then I just got a good run in the pre-season and tried to improve my game as best I could. And it's going pretty well so far.
Mark, it's Darren Berry upstairs. You can see that in your game from, just in your 15th game of league football, but it appears as though you are playing with a lot of confidence and almost a bit of a carefree attitude off half-back. Has that been some instructions maybe from a Scala or an Enright, or has the head coach said, "Righto, Mark, we think you're good enough, back yourself," because it's clear to us you are playing with a lot of confidence?
No, you're spot on. And last year, maybe the year before, I suppose I had a bit too many things in my head. Yep. Going into games, and it's just too much to think about. So I kind of shifted my perspective on the whole game and decided to enjoy myself rather than put all the pressure that I did on myself.
Mark, you're obviously still very much in the infancy of your career. Do you have a sort of a focus point each week that you try and work on? There's so many areas of your game obviously you need to develop, but do you each week try and work on something and then going into that game try and improve?
Yeah, I do. Generally, I don't try to have too many focus points because, again, that would make me think a bit too much, and I just kind of want to go out and just express myself, so I don't kind of stuff my head with information. But I do have maybe 2 or 3 key focus areas that I try to really nail in the game.
What's the give us, the next 12 months, what's something in your game that from, your limited experience so far, what's an area of your game you're looking to develop over the next sort of 12 to 18 months?
Well, experience is probably a key word there. I obviously don't have too much of it, and trying to build on that would be, fantastic at AFL level. But my attack, I'd love to influence the attack as much as I could. I think the defensive side of my game is pretty solid at the minute. I've picked up some very good opponents over the past few weeks, but if I could really influence the attack, I reckon it would help the team greatly.
Fifth quarter, thanks to Signature Homes and City to Serve Solar. Speaking with Geelong defender Mark O'Connor, he's just along with you on K-Rock Footy.
Mark, well done today, mate. Something that I've noticed, been really impressed with about Geelong this year is your ability to halt the opposition's momentum and then regain momentum yourself. What are some of the things you talk about, especially as a backline group, to be able to hold up under that pressure and regain control of the games?
Again, it's just keeping our composure. We try not to get too flustered. And I think we're pretty good at that. And having a few games played together now, it's just expected of each other that we do stay composed and just don't let the game fluster us.
Yeah, and who leads that? Look, someone like Harry Taylor seems to be a cool customer. Does he lead a lot of that talk?
The beauty of it is that many of us can lead at different times, and obviously Scarlo is very good in instructing us in how to take control in those situations. But it could be anyone at any time, and obviously Blitz and Harry and Stewie are very good, but it could be anyone.
Yeah. Mark, Michael Barlow up here in the box. Well done on today's effort. You've spoken about a couple of, I suppose, the mainstays of that Geelong backline that are really influential on your career. Can you take us inside your career and who might mentor you and review with you on a week-to-week basis and get you up to AFL standard as you have been really strongly across the first bit of this season?
Yeah, again, look, and it might sound a bit cliche, but it really is the case that, again, it could be a bit of everyone at any time. I tried again from Blitz, what he's learned. Obviously, he kind of, in the early parts of his career, he hadn't much experience in playing footy, and I tried to learn from him as to how to go about learning as quickly as possible, how he went about it, or if I want to do spoiling or marking, it's probably Harry. and Stewie obviously in his attack, and Zach Tui in his attack. They're very influential, so it could be anyone. I try to gain from the strengths of everyone in the back line.
Mark, just as we let you go, obviously being from Ireland, are your family, I'm imagining, on the other side of the world? Just give our listeners, have you got anyone down here with you, or do you stay in touch regularly back home?
Yeah, my mom actually came out about 2 weeks ago with my brother, and I do have a brother living in Melbourne at the minute, and he comes to every game, so he's probably here tonight somewhere. I just turned around and I just saw him, so yeah, he's here.
He's here?
Yeah. So it's good to have him around the place, and I have a few mates that just moved out to Melbourne as well, so it's not as far away from home.
Hey, Mark, Justin again, mate. Just wondering, who's the best player you've played on at AFL level?
Geez, it's hard to say. I've played on quite a few. Sean Higgins looked pretty good tonight when he didn't really spend a lot of time forward, actually. I was going to go on Sean Higgins when he was forward, but he went up to the midfield for the majority of the game. But he looked pretty good. Luke Bruce against Hawthorne, he's obviously a very good player.
Justin wanted you to say someone from Collingwood, Mark, so can you think of who your opponent was that day?
I was on Travis Varco and Jordan DeGoey for a while, and there
they're
I
not bad.
Got Travis Varco dropped, Mark. You're going right.
No,
what's your Guinness limit, Mark, during the week?
Oh, unfortunately, the Guinness isn't great out here. But every now and then I'll have a couple of cans after a game. But
what's the difference between the Guinness here and the Guinness at home?
Oh, well, they say the further it travels, the worse it gets. And I can back that up, I reckon. At home, it's nice and creamy and goes down really well. But over here, it just tastes a small bit too stale for my liking.
Do you do the big Santa face in the pint? Or?
I do. I love it. Yeah, that's the best part of it.
Mark, before we let you go, would you like to know how the VFL boys are going?
I would love that. Yeah, how'd they go?
No, trailing by 8 points in the...
Oh, you're a bit of a come down there. Kid. You held him up and then you kicked him.
No, hang on. Early in the third quarter, so plenty of football to be left played at Werribee between North Melbourne and Geelong. Hey, Merrick, we've really enjoyed the journey you're on. We've enjoyed riding it with you. We've enjoyed the fact that Tom Lonigan's given you a nickname that will forever stick. And do you go home and tell them the story about how you're known as Merrick?
Well, it's funny enough, when my mum came out a couple of weeks ago, as I mentioned, everyone was calling me Merrick, and mum was looking at me sideways, thinking, like, what are they even saying? So the word has travelled home, but nah.
And does mum, when she come out, go, gee, your accent's gone, you're sounding more Australian every day?
No, I actually changed right back to my proper Irish accent when she comes out, so she didn't notice too much.
Oh, so can you go full Irish for us now? Are you able to just flick on the switch?
Oh, I can't flick on the switch, but if you boys had an Irish accent, it might help.
Okay, you know, that's not going to...
You've got gears in the Irish accent, have you? That's extraordinary. That is magnificent.
Maybe we need to have a session on the Guinness with you somewhere.
Yeah, we do.
That would be a lot of fun. Hey, we really enjoyed the journey, Mark. Great job this afternoon, and look forward to seeing you Saturday night against the Dogs down at GMHBA Stadium.
Beautiful. Thanks very much, fellas.
To be sure.
Mark O'Connor joining us on K-Rock Football, fifth quarter, thanks to Sydney Jones. And City to serve solo.
They're talking about Mark O'Connor, you know, one day captaining the Geelong Football Club. That's the sort of kid that he's how old is he? 23 or something?
22.
That's the sort of kid that he is.
I know it's generic just to throw a blanket over, but every time we speak to an Irishman, I reckon they always speak well. They always sound respectful and humble of the opportunity that they've been given. Doesn't matter what team you speak to. Whenever I've heard an Irishman speak, Benny, I don't know, they seem to be so thankful for this.
They have a great zest. I always laugh too when people say, back at home, he was one of the best Gaelic footballers. Well, they're not sending out the Max Rook of Gaelic football, are they? Only the cream of the crop is coming out here. They're not the bunnies aren't getting a look in.
Well, I think we need to hit the phones. Not sure whether our callers are still there. Brian back in HQ.
Just the other thing too about Mark O'Connor is that he is an elite runner.
He is.
The four... Blitzarves, Metagola, Grind Myers and O'Connor lap people in the 2K time drill.
Absolutely outstanding. They are on the run. Kevin has joined us on the line. Thanks for holding, Kev.
Yeah, hi. He's going. First of all, Gary Abbott and Tom Hawkins played a very good game today. I was very proud the way they played. And how's Gary Rowan going? I was concerned about him when he got that knock.
Yeah, Darren Parkin. We'll come back from the rooms with an update for us for St John of God Hospital, no doubt on how he is tracking. So, yeah, Kevin, we are concerned as well. I wouldn't be surprised if that's a week off. I reckon there might be a couple of cats. I wouldn't be surprised next week if we saw some changes. Tommy Atkins was really struggling to get out of his own way. G Ablett.
The Ablett chant, yeah. Well, the vision of the G Ablett one isn't as clear as what we saw with the Dylan Shield, just visually. So there'll be a watch on that. So there'll be a couple out there at Werribee at the moment, the twos that might be licking their lips.
Sava Radigalia, maybe Darcy Ford has been pretty solid in the VFL by the looks of it, kicked a few goals. So whether they maybe look at him for a debut next Saturday night as well. So there's going to be some, yeah, obviously some discussion around the Geelong team and who plays next week. Kevin, thank you for your call. You go into the draw for our City to Serve solar panel package to the value of $7,000 as our caller of the year. And Chuck, you have to decide a bit later our caller of the day for our ultimate family burger box from KFC. We need to get a breakaway. Come back. Take your calls. 52232955. We'll go through your tweets as well. We've posed the question. Just thoughts, Cat fans, as we do after every game. Let us know what you thought of Geelong's performance. It's the fifth quarter. City to Serve Solar, signature homes, and thanks to Warrilili, Geelong winning this afternoon, getting over the top of North Melbourne by 24 points on Libre Tarafuti.
Across Geelong and the Surf Coast, you're locked on the home of footy.
K-Rock Football, back in minutes.
The queen of home cooking is here.
The one and only Nigella Lawson.
She's my food goddess and my absolute idol.
Tonight on 10, Nigella Week begins.
I'm all about pleasure.
Just delight me.
Just wait till you see her roast chicken challenge.
This is a masterpiece.
Just heavenly.
It looks beautiful.
This is the start of an amazing week.
MasterChef, Nigella Week begins 7:30 tonight on Channel 10.
For 3 years, Scott Morrison and the Liberals tried to give an $80 billion tax handout to multinationals and the banks. Listen to Scott Morrison's own words.
We're fully pursuing our enterprise tax plan. Nothing's changed on that. We remain committed to this. See, we don't flip and flop around these things.
This is at the same time he cut $14 billion from schools and $700 million from hospitals. The Liberals couldn't give $80 billion to the top end of town because the Senate blocked it. Just don't risk the Liberals giving $80 billion to the top end of town. Authorised by Ian Carroll, Australian Labor Party, Canberra.
If you're having commercial or industrial cleaning problems, don't panic. Call Steamatic. A range of blasting technology is available, plus the modern unmatched laser ablation cleaning technology. It's environmentally friendly and ideal for machinery cleaning, mould cleaning, paint removal, restoration and heritage cleaning, non-abrasive rust, grease and oil removal, as well as smoke-damaged brickwork. View the time-lapse demo video now at steamatic.com.au. So for all your commercial and industrial cleaning problems, don't panic. Call Steamatic.
Listen to the footy on your J-Rock radio.
Covering the biggest games every weekend, live and free.
This is K-Rock Football.
K-Rock Football, powered by our number one ticket holder, Warrilili, Harvey Norman and Subway.
Fifth quarter, thanks to Signature Homes and City to Serve Solar. City to Serve Solar on Essington Street, Grovedale, Geelong Solar Power and Energy Efficiency Specialists. And, of course, our caller of the year. Into the draw, every caller for our solar panel package to the value of almost $7,000, as Jono will be after giving us a call at the game today. Jono, give us your thoughts.
Yeah, how you going, boys?
Good, thank you.
Just ringing to say I was at the game today and pretty happy with the outcome, obviously. Was not too impressed with some of the Kangas supporters getting into Gazza once again. Bit of a joke, I think, now. I think Gaz rose to the occasion, though, and it was really good to see the Cats supporters also. As soon as the Kangas started to get on to him or something like that, the Cats supporters got louder and louder and you drowned them out. So, yeah, just happy to say that, yeah, that's about it. Stoked about that. Good on you, Cats supporters.
Yeah, Jono, you'd be happy if the opposition fans keep booing Gaz and he's going to kick four every week, then they probably could keep on booing him, couldn't they?
Yeah, keep on booing him because he just rises to the occasion, and I think it shows today. And I'm just stoked for him, and yeah.
I reckon today would have been his lowest possession total in kicking four goals. Yeah. He only had 16 possessions.
Impressive performance.
Yeah, no, definitely. I agree with that for sure.
Thanks for your call. Jono, appreciate that. I hope you enjoy the trip back to Geelong. 5-2, 2-3-2, 9-5-5. Around the grounds, Benny, you're keeping an eye on the score between Hawthorne and the Giants.
Yeah, Luke Bruce just kicked a goal. It's Hawthorne by 8 points, 5-5-35. It's a pretty tough game there at the MCG, leading the Giants 27, so 35 playing 27. That's closing in on half time, about 3 minutes to half time.
All right, you've got the KFC Twitter. We've just posed the question, Benny, just asking for the thoughts of Cat fans. What are their responses coming through to you on the KFC Twitter?
Yeah, well, obviously pretty happy. Kingy, Travis suggesting take the win, but performance was mediocre at best. Sav needs to start producing. 11 touches over the past two games isn't good enough. In saying that, North threw everything at Geelong and still four goals short. I think it was a pretty good effort by the Cats. You're going to struggle to produce your absolute best every week. It's winning when you're not producing the best is probably the sign of a good side. We saw it yesterday with Collingwood, and we saw it again today with the Cats. Zach Rocket suggesting... no, he's actually not suggesting that. I'm sure we can read that one out. A lot of love for Tim Kelly, the Emperor X, suggesting that Tim Kelly might well be top five mid in the AFL. 35 touches and two goals, and only has played 30 or so games. Sky is the limit. I reckon Cat fans need to enjoy the remainder of this year with Tim Kelly, because he will be wearing a Western Australian jumper next year. Paul Marinelli, death taxes and Tom Stewart is never to leave the field again, ever. Are the three things. I think Geelong conceded four goals in the period when Tom Stewart wasn't on the ground. So,
correct.
Whether that's just a coincidence, obviously doesn't help when you've got your All-Australian defender off the ground. But Geelong do have some options down back in terms of switching things up. So, a lot of love, Kingy, off the KFC Twitter for Geelong's effort today. Although not their best effort, it's still got the chockies.
I know we've got a few more callers, Kingy, and we can't influence the special comments, boys. And I'm sure they're aware Justin and Michael have to give the Steamatic standout player of the day before we close out today. So I'm just giving them a bit of a heads up to get their heads together, if you like. But for me, I can't... Tim Kelly, another three votes today in the Brownlow. Before you go to the callers.
Very impressive. I think it's Zave is next on the phone. Thanks for your call.
G'day, boys. Great call today.
Thank you.
I just wanted to mention big Savio Radigalia. He's only 20 years old, what he's played 20-odd games.
16th today.
16. So this is a 20-year-old who's played 16 games, and the structure he brings to our side, give him another 15 weeks, going in the finals, I reckon he's going to be an absolute gun.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. It's not about kicks, marks and handballs with Radigalia. It's his competitiveness and the fact he can go into the ruck and pinch hit. And
and he's just bringing a structure when we're going forward. Even though he's not getting his hands on the footy as much as what he would probably like at this point in time, I just think more games under the belt and this kid's going to be an absolute gun.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. Geelong fans are going to have to put up with the fact that his development is going to mean he's going to have quiet games, but what he does in terms of his competitiveness is you just got to try and get him to 50, 60 games as quickly as they can, and he's really important, and it's not importance in terms of... He'll have some days where he might chip in with a couple of goals, and that'd be more than handy. That'd be icing on the cake, but he's a really important player, and it's not about his possessions.
Zave, where do you live, mate?
Bacchus Marsh.
Bacchus Marsh. Well, I'll tell you what, stay on the line. You're in the running for the family burger box to the value of $26.95. But we've got a few more callers, but I've got Zave circled there. We'll get that out at the end.
Terry. Clubhouse leader, Chuck.
Clubhouse leader.
Terry's next on the line. Terry, thanks for your call.
Yep, guys. Good call today. Enjoy your commentary.
Thanks, Terry.
Particularly when I'm in the car. What do you think of Brad Scott's coaching? Look, he's been in the job a fair while now. You know, is he really delivering for North? What's your thoughts about that? How's he been in? 9 years now? How many years?
Yep, I reckon it's his ninth.
Nine or ten. I suppose it depends which side of the fence. I mean, today's effort was a good one. They're a developing team. I don't know. It's a really tricky one. I mean, a lot of fans last year were saying Chris Scott's time was up, and, you know, I was probably one of those. And he's...
What do you mean, probably one of those?
No, definitely one of those.
I only question his relationships with the player, hearing some things, but no, I never question his actual coaching. I have no idea about his actual coaching, but, yeah, I'm not sure where Brad Scott... I mean, the club would have to make a decision. Do they want to go forward with Brad Scott as a development coach? Because that's probably the phase they're in. Or do they want to find somebody else? And does Brad Scott want to go down the development line, given he's had a crack at it? They They're topped up. They played in a couple of prelims. Now they're having to sort of drop down and rebuild themselves and find a new identity. Is he the man to lead them? And, I mean, without being there, you'd have absolutely no idea. But it is a big decision, and it's a really, it's one that North need to get right, because it's a really sort of delicate position in terms of where they're at now.
I reckon the problem they find themselves in, boys, is they cannot land a big fish. They're not, I've got to call it as I said, they're not a destination club. People don't want to go and play at North Melbourne at the moment. They made some off-season changes and a lot of people were excited. I was apprehensive about the inclusions that they made, and I've mentioned Jasper Pittard as one of those. Pollack's been fairly serviceable, in fairness. The left footer out wide's been good and done some good things. Aaron Hall didn't play today, but some of the recruiting that they did in the off-season, I think some North fans were hopeful. I just worry about where they sit. I reckon they're a bottom four side for me.
Don't they have to just go back to the draft for a couple of years, get themselves to a position where they're on the rise?
Ask the boys up the end.
And then try and land a fish, rather than land a fish when you're at the bottom of the sea.
Michael, what do you think?
On the rise.
Well, I thought their intentions with those moves we've just talked about, Pollock, Pittard to a lesser extent. Aaron Hall was playing NEFL footy a fair bit of last year, in and out of the team a couple of times under Stewie Jew. So he's clearly got the talent and the game-breaking attributes, but today he's playing in the twos, and if, I suppose, the powers that be that made the decision, the North fans, if they're thinking at round eight that the guy they've brought in, probably a substantial contract, and someone that's meant to take them to the next level is playing twos, the question's got to be asked, I think, at the top end of the management side of things at North, because they're clearly looking to go and play finals football with the moves they made, rather than that development phase you're alluding to, Benny.
I was disappointed that Davies Uniac didn't play today. I know he hasn't. He's just one you've got to get to 50 games, and I reckon he's going to be a class player, a bit like Hugh McCluggage at Brisbane Lions, but I don't know, it's just disappointing. I mean, obviously, he might have been sore, who knows, but I just was hoping he'd play. I like watching him play, and I reckon he can be a really good player. You just got to pump the games into it. It would have been great experience against the likes of Kelly and Mitch Duncan, and to throw him in, but he was out of the side. I assume he's playing in the twos.
He is. There's a couple, like Ahern, Davies Uniac, they're probably the same mould as Zeeble and Cunnington. So early on in the year, I think they topped up too big, heavy on the inside. So Simpkin, Jed Anderson, they've all come in to add that balance of the inside-outside, which we talked about a lot today. So I think Ahern and Davies Uniac, he's in their best 22, but the Ahern one, those kind of guys, they're probably just sitting in behind a couple of those other big-body mids.
Fifth quarter, thanks to Signature Homes and City to Serve Solitary. Thank you for your call. Into the draw for our KFC Burger Box. Happy to take more of your calls, 52-232-955. What we've got to do, though, is we've got to get a breakaway, come back, Kerr's highest stats,
yep,
Steamatic standout, go through the Geelong Insurance Brokers head-to-head, which, jeez, of course, was Robbie Tarrant along with Tom Hawkins, and see how that battle played out. We'll get the thoughts of Justin Longmuir on that one. We'll also go through our Hamlin Hanger of the Day, our Goal of the Day, and there's numerous nominations,
yep,
for the Goal of the
Day.
And
also, I reckon we'll have Darren Parkin back for an injury update from the rooms
for St John of God Hospital as well. So the Cats for 24 points in front at the final siren to go to 7-1. Back shortly. Live, breathe, Carol Footy.
Across Geelong and the Surf Coast, you're locked on the home of footy.
K-Rock Football, back in minutes.
K-Rock Football covers the biggest games across the country every weekend. And every weekend gives you the chance to win a share in thousands.
Thanks very much.
K-Rock Footy Tipping. Powered by Momentum Energy. If you've signed up to tip for the AFL, GFL or BFL, make sure you complete your tips for this weekend's round for the chance to win our cash.
Yes.
KRockFootball.com.au.
Powered by Momentum Energy. Visit MomentumEnergy.com.au.
There's a very special day coming up, Beatrice, and I've got big plans.
Oh, Bruce, you remembered.
I'll never forget that special day in 1982.
Yes, Bruce, it was wonderful.
Honestly, my life just wouldn't be the same without them.
Them?
Yeah, Kerr's Hire. They opened back in 1982. What did you think I was talking about?
Our wedding anniversary.
Oh, right.
Kerr's Hire, local for over 30 years. North Geelong, Grovedale and Ocean Grove. KerrsHire.com.au.
Hi, I'm Bill Shorten. As a dad of three, I know Labor's Fair Go plan is good for families. Labor will upgrade hospital emergency departments, introduce a small business tax cut to get more people into work under 25 and over 55. We'll raise wages, properly fund schools, invest in renewables to keep power bills down, and tackle climate change. We'll pay for our plan by closing tax loopholes, making banks and multinationals pay their fair share of tax. Labor, a fair go for Australia.
Authorised by NCarroll, Australian Labor Party, Canberra.
If you're having commercial or industrial cleaning problems, don't panic. Call Steamatic. A range of blasting technology is available, plus the modern unmatched laser ablation cleaning technology. It's environmentally friendly and ideal for machinery cleaning, mould cleaning, paint removal, restoration and heritage cleaning, non-abrasive rust, grease and oil removal, as well as smoke-damaged brickwork. View the time-lapse demo video now at steamatic.com.au. So for all your commercial and industrial cleaning problems, don't panic. Call Steamatic.
Hi, Gary Watts from Signature Homes. Thinking of building? A free appointment with our in-house architect will make your new home more about you and the way you live.
The interactions with Daniel, the architect, have been very positive. His communication style is very easy to work with. We talked what the budget would be. They came back with a design that fitted that budget.
For your free appointment with our in-house architect, register now at signaturehomes.net.au. Signature Homes, your custom design professionals.
Listen to the footy on your J-Rock radio.
Covering the biggest games every weekend, live and free.
This is K-Rock Football.
K-Rock Football, powered by our number one ticket holder, Warralilly, Harvey Norman and Subway.
Marvel Stadium, where it's just us and a few security guards and some stray seagulls that somehow found themselves in. Actually, the roof's being opened, so they'll get a bit of light on this one that's been played in under the roof this afternoon. The Cats' 24-point win over North Melbourne. Can tell you that the Geelong VFLW girls have suffered a 43-point loss to start their season, 5-3-33, Melbourne Uni 12-4-76. In the VFL clash between the Cats and the Kangaroos at Werribee, almost three-quarter time, and Geelong 78, lead North Melbourne 75. Wally Buzzard had to be helped from the field after a knock of some description. We're hoping to get some more details on that. Can tell you that Darcy Ford has kicked three goals. Blake Schlensog has kicked a couple. But in really good signs, Lockie Fogarty has kicked a goal in his return to footy, playing his first game since late last year after having hip surgery to help with some groin issues that he had. So right now, as we approach three-quarter time, Geelong 78, North Melbourne 75. Back from the rooms, Darren Parkin has been down boundary side for Petter's suspension, but also with our St John of God Hospital injury updates. What have you got for us from the Cats?
Yeah, they seem to have come out of it reasonably well. Atkins was walking around without ice or anything like that. It was definitely tightness in the hamstring for him, which they were trying to work out all day. So he hasn't sort of pinged it or anything like that, but they just weren't quite able to get him going. And Gary Rowan was in good spirits, was wandering around. His family was down there. He was sort of smiling and joking with a few of his teammates and people down there. So it's really just going to be a case for him. There's no structural damage. So it's just whether he passes all the relevant tests during the week. It was a big hit, and generally this year when players have been having a major concussion, they've missed the following week. Yep. There have been many that have got up, so you'd say he'd be more unlikely than likely, but if he misses, it would only be next week's game.
Good stuff. Thank you, Darren, for that. St John of God, your emergency specialist. Some key numbers, please, Benny, and also some AFL fantasy numbers. AFL fantasy powered by Telstra, fantasy.afl.com.au.
I was just watching a replay of the Fog Gingy, and disappointing still the second time round. Back here at Marvel Stadium, 47 inside 50s apiece it was in the end. That seesawed all day. The Roos had their chances early, and then they had them again in the third quarter, and particularly early in the last, and the Cats were just far more efficient early and late, and that's why they ended up winning by 24 points. The marks, 104-83. Geelong won the clearances. They were plus 10, 45-35. They were also plus 7 in contested possession. Tackle count, 58-53, was in favour of North Melbourne. Individually, Tim Kelly, you would have thought another three votes, potentially Brownlow votes, and certainly votes in the best and fairest. He'll win that. It's an absolute certainty. 36 possessions he had. 21 of those were contested, if you don't mind. 11 clearances. Eight inside 50s, two goals and seven tackles. That is a fair afternoon through the midfield, given that he didn't touch the ball. I think his second touch came at around about the 20-minute mark of the first quarter. Mitch Duncan was really good. He was efficient with the footy. 29 possessions, 23 of those effective. Dangerfield eventually snuck up to 27, although I didn't think he had a massive impact on the game. He ended up with 27, though. Charlie Constable's the one who just gets under your guard. He ended up with 27 possessions.
Did he really?
10 marks. He had one clearance, six contested possessions, and an inside 50. So 27 to Constable. Stewart, 23, and spent some time off the ground. Parfitt slowly getting back into some form after that thigh injury. He had 23. Myers, 22. Cam Guthrie, 21. Harry Taylor was pretty solid all day, down back with 20 touches. Blitzarves had a really good battle with Ben Brown. Despite the fact that Brown kicked five, Blitzarves was still pretty handy. Did some good stuff one-on-one when he was caught out of position. But Ben Brown with five goals was certainly a big influence for the North Melbourne Footy Club from limited possessions. Higgins, K-Rock's own, 31 touches, two inside 50s, two tackles, seven clearances, 17 contested possessions. Cunnington's just, you love watching Cunnington play. He's just an old-fashioned 1980s sort of footballer. Just a little Cortina on legs. And you can't tackle him. He's just got the greatest fend-off in the competition. 29 touches, 15 of those contested, six clearances. Dumont was good with 27. Atley off halfback, 24. McMillan, 21. Robbie Tarrant tried hard with 21. He had a great battle with Hawkins. That was another great battle. Hawkins ended up with four. So the two key forwards kicked nine goals between them from limited touches and certainly had an influence. Simkin, he's going to be a really good player for North Melbourne. He is another one that just needs to get to 50 or 60 games. He had 20 touches. But in the end, it was a really good performance by North, but the Cats' efficiency going forward, a little bit more class, and with help of eight goals to Ablett and Hawkins, they were able to win by 24 points in front of a pretty disappointing crowd. It should be said, North Melbourne home game. You feel for North a little bit. They get lumped with the Mother's Day game. It was only 21,156.
Thank you for that, Ben. You can tell you Lockie Fogarty, till three-quarter time, has had 21 disposals, laid seven tackles and kicked a goal, which is great signs for one of the Cats' high draft picks. I think he was picked, was he before Kelly had picked 22, Benny? Is that right, Lockie Fogarty? He at 22, Kelly at 24?
Yeah, I think that's correct, Kingy.
Yeah, so Cats hold high hopes for him. Geelong Insurance Brokers head-to-head, Justin Longmuir was keeping a close eye on Hawkins v. Tarrant. Who do you give the chocolates to in the end?
Well, it was a really even battle, and I thought they both had really good moments, but I'll give it to Hawk for two reasons. Four goals, but the second part of it is two of those goals came in the third quarter when they were backs to the wall. North were coming hard at him. He was able to mark it twice inside 50, but not only the goals, it was the quality of the goals. One from each pocket, like an arrow straight through the middle when Geelong needed it the most. So he gets a nod for mine, but only just.
All right, Geelong Insurance Brokers, covering Geelong for 25 years with all type of general business and life insurance, our head-to-head. Our Steamatic standout, Michael Barlow, on debut. You have the tough task of giving us our Steamatic standout.
Tough task, but there's probably one that just shone brightest above the rest. I think Tim Kelly, we lauded his efforts, really quiet to get into the game, but ends with 36, 21 contested possessions, two goals, and set up a couple as well. Gary, just in behind him, the little master with his four from 16 possessions. But yeah, we'll go with Tim Kelly. Three Brownlow votes today, and the intrigue in his future will continue, won't it?
Absolutely. Steamatic standout this afternoon, Tim Kelly. Don't panic. Call Steamatic, delivering solutions, saving properties, restoring lives in the greater Geelong area for 25 years. Thank you to the team at Steamatic, Essington Street in Grovedale. Benny, you've got our Hamlin hanger and our goal of the day to finish us off.
Yeah, I have, Kingy. We'll finish off with a couple of highlights, one from each team. We might start back at HQ, Briser, with our Hamlin hanger mark of the day. And in the fourth quarter, it went to North Melbourne's spearhead, Big Ben Brown, at the 19-minute mark when the game was on the line. He took our Hamlin hanger.
A high ball for Brown to fly out. Brown with a Hamlin hanger. Crunch between Stewart and Blitzarves.
He clutched that one.
I was going to say he clutched it.
Yeah.
And I wanted to say he was crunched between two and got clunched. So, yeah, it's always good to come up with new words for the English dictionary. I'm sure that'll be in the Oxford next year.
Yep, it certainly will be. And our goal of the day, the K-Rock goal of the day, we probably had two to choose from the number four wearing the blue and white hoops, Gary Ablett. But in the second quarter, at the 22-minute mark, he snapped our goal of the day.
Loop to Hamill over the top to Ablett. Has he got enough space to do something? Absolutely tremendous. Absolutely marvellous.
You won't see it through the radio, obviously, but that kick, that was a snap around the corner from about 45, and it landed about 8 rows back, which is really, really difficult to do. There's only a few players in the comp that could do that, and one of them is Gary Ablett, and he did it today.
That's that very, very impressive ability. Can tell you the VFL, three-quarter time, Geelong leading 78-75 in a loss for the Geelong VFLW girls by 43 points to Melbourne. What's happening at the MCG at halftime, Benny?
Yeah, 7 points the difference. The Little Leaguers are strutting their stuff on the MCG. Hawthorn lead 35-28.
Fantastic. Great stuff. That does us from here at Marvel Stadium. Thank you to Darren Parkin, who I think may have already departed the scene very quickly. Laurie Hill's also gone. Davey Collins still grumpy after 28 years.
28.
Yeah. 28 years. Who picked the margins this afternoon? Mickey Barlow, 21 points, not too closest to the pin.
Really?
Well played on the... Geez, had some sort of debut, hasn't he?
Much better at Mickey debut with the guessing than the woven sort of... the knit cardigan he's come in with today. I mean, I haven't seen something like that since sort of the GV Hotel, Country Week 1983 style.
It is it, isn't it?
Woven knits, beautiful stuff.
Fashionista.
It's got a two pockets for your Winnie Blues, has it?
It's gold. That's gold, Mick. Be yourself, I love it.
Thank you to Bryza back at K-Rock HQ who did the wash-up and also pushing the buttons for K-Rock footy this afternoon. Goodbye, Benny Cass. See you next weekend.
Thank you, Lions, but thank you, Borg.
Well done, folks.
Saturday from 3, we'll be bringing you all the action from Geelong and the Bulldogs, and then also some Sunday afternoon footy as well. Might just quickly have a quick look. What are we doing on Sunday, Benny? What do you know off the top of your head what game we're doing?
Hawthorn. Is it Hawthorn and Richmond?
Next Sunday
at
afternoon?
At the MCG.
That will be 2 o'clock on air after the wash-up. Mickey B, good luck next week. Hopefully you're back in the side.
Thanks, boys. Kenny, really enjoyed it.
Absolutely. The Werribee Tigers taking on Footscray at Winton Oval. Justin Longmuir for the Magpies St Kilda in an interesting one next Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, we'll be. They play well at the MCG, so we'll need to play better than what we did yesterday.
Good luck. Darren Berry, goodbye.
Thank you, mother, for the grapes.
24 points. The Cats got it done by. You heard it all on.
Carefully!
Drop punt off the boot. Looks a pretty good kick off the boot, boys. I think it's got the distance and it's got the accuracy. That is a magnificent goal from the Geelong champion. He sent it from 55 out. Got a handball off. Then he took it back. Sold some candy. I was going to go to your Kingy. 2-1 bounce. Two men in. He stuffed it up. Turned it over.
Grabbing it out of the ruck. Hawkins, too much strength for young Larky. And he's kicked the goal of the day.
Well done.
He just shifted Larky underneath the footy all a little bit too easily.
Gives a handball to Guthrie once again. Tried to do too much, got a handball away. Dalhouse in chaos, kicks for goal and sinks it.
Just stepped in, took it with the one hand, called to play on, left foot kick, Ablett driving, stretching, marking in the left forward pocket.
Squaring ball by him to Parfitt. Parfitt with another little cheeky chip to Grian Myers, who wastes no time, and off one step he thumps another goal for Geelong. Cats go forward again. Clark with a long dumping ball. I tell you what, the bounce is going to go through. Frypan arse has banged it from 65. It was an open stove.
He's going to go with a right foot banana, and he's going to finish the job. So Ben Brown with his 17th goal of the year and a much needed one for the Kangaroos. Loop to Hamill over the top to Ablett. Has he got enough space to do something? Absolutely tremendous. Absolutely marvellous.
Kelly's at this contest from 45 metres out. He has a look and he kicks. And the goal of the day. Spears a low drop punt right to the teeth. A goal. Mason Wood goes up and pulls down. Not a real high Hamlin hanger, but a good mark in the pack. Got his hands on it. Rowan does the roving. Could have snapped. Got it to Hawkins. He went left. Then he goes back to his right. Tom Hawkins, sensational. Kicks a goal.
Gave it to Kelly. Handball into the park. Here's young Clark. 52 out. Open goal square. Drives a long ball. And it's kicking second.
Right there. Handball into space. Chance for O'Connor, gets it to Rowan, he scissor kicks a snapping ball, it's turning, it's a goal, what a kick. Slightly more of an angle, 35 metres, drop punt's on its way and he has kicked three in a row. Brown, Brown and Brown.
Where's Brown? This one will be for Zerha. Bootlaces couldn't take it cleanly. Then he got it on the bounce. Snapped it over his shoulder and kicked the goal of the day. Cameron Zerha. Had McMillan on the name then. Oh, off the ball.
Gary Rowan is out cold. He went to lay a bump on Durden and a head clash, and Gary Rowan has not moved. The Cats have got the footy.
Ben Brown was 10 metres by himself. All he had to do was bend over and pick it up. He had a couple of fresh airies, one bounced off his knee, and that's got to go down as the biggest stuff-up of the season.
A high ball for Brown to fly at. Brown with a Hamlin hanger. Crunch between Stewart and Blitzarves.
Looking for a high flyer. None of those coming. Ablett roving around. Nibbly ball. Gary, the superstar Ablett, just wins the game for Geelong. So, dying moments here. The Cats will continue their wonderful start to 2019. The Kangas are going to be left to rue. They've had their opportunities, and we'll analyse that post-match when we take your calls. But we're about 5 seconds away from Cat fans. There it is. Geelong on Mother's Day serve up a treat, and they take the honours by 24 points. Enjoy this, Cat fans.
We are Geelong, the greatest team of all. We are Geelong, we're always on the ball. We play the game as it should be played.
Signature Homes and City to Surf Solar, the fifth quarter.